Chapter 6 The Shortest Journey Ever. Luckily, the kitchen was empty. Starlight crept around the corner and into the pantry as fast as she could. She scanned the shelves of food, grabbing as many provisions as she could without raising suspicions. Twilight would notice if too much was missing. She would be expecting that Starlight would eat her meals with Sunburst in the Crystal Empire. Starlight tossed a jar of stewed peaches, some loaves of raisin bread, and 3 packs of cookies from Sugar Cube Corner into her saddlebag. After reaching far into the back of the bottom shelf, Starlight was surprised to find a hidden bowl of glittering gems. "Spike, you sneaky dragon," Starlight chuckled to herself. "Did he hide anything else back there?" "Aha!" she exclaimed in triumph, discovering a wealth of carrot jerky and sesame crackers. It was a good haul, more than enough to sustain her for at least a few days while she hid out in her new secret room. Twilight would never even know she hadn't boarded the Friendship Express that was now chugging its way toward the Crystal Empire. Instead, Starlight Glimmer would stay holed up, figuring out Moon Curve's minutiae herself. Starlight felt so brilliant when the idea had occurred to her. Twilight was clearly worried about Comet Tail's curse, that fake story meant to scare unicorn fillies into finishing their magic homework. It would be an awesome surprise when she told Twilight that the spell was good and fixed. Perhaps her teacher would be so overjoyed and proud that she probably wouldn't even care that Starlight hadn't visited Sunburst yet. Moving through the hallways of the castle undetected was much easier than Starlight had anticipated. It always seemed as if more ponies should be populating the place, rather than just the trio of herself, Twilight, and Spike. Her hoofsteps were loud as she galloped down the hall to find the secret door once more. 1, 2, 3. Starlight counted the doors as she trotted past, since she'd changed the color from brown to gold to disguise the one that led to her secret hideout. 4, 5, 6, 7. This was it. She used her magic to lift the handle, breath held with anticipation. Starlight gasped. This wasn't her secret suite at all. It was just a simple guest bedroom. No, she shook her head. I must have counted wrong. Starlight backed out of the room and counted once more. It was definitely the 7th door. Starlight felt dizzy. Was it all just a dream before? She was looking down at her hooves and considering the options when her horn began to glow. Magic drifted from her toward the wall, and a few seconds later, a loud creaking noise occurred. The doors magically began to slide down the hall like coats on a rack. They appeared to be making room for a glowing portal. Starlight was entranced. The radiant archway churned and sputtered drops of aqua-hued magical energy. When it finally settled, there was a brand new brown door in its place, just as before. Starlight Glimmer stood immobilized in shock for a moment. This was no ordinary hideout, like she'd thought. This beautiful room had come straight from her wild imagination and manifested itself into reality, appearing only for her. Even better, Starlight smirked as she trotted inside. She slammed the door shut and locked it tight. Now there's no way Twilight has any chance of knowing I'm still here. Her heavy saddlebag dropped to the floor with a loud thud. Now I need to get to work fixing that spell.